Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening, boys and girls. We're so thrilled that you're joining us today because we are going to have, of course, our usual starfish, our co-host, who is so thrilled to be here and coming from the ocean. Cold out there. And we're going to have our special guest, Jayani, and she will be talking to us too. And Jayani, could say hi real quick.
Hi.
Bonjour. Oh, you hear, boys and girls? And, of course, we're so thrilled that you're coming back to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story with Rainbow Soul and Blake Radio Network. So, boys and girls, have you been busy? It's been a real busy week for a lot of people. Our president in the second term and Starfish. How has it been for you to come all the way from the ocean? Because it's real cold outside.
Oh, it is certainly chilly. But I want to ask both you and Jayani, do you believe? Can we listen to our Believe song? We love having that as our intro.
You can't do it without it.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
I always believe.
Well, and I know that boys and girls out there believe, too. And all the grandmas and grandpas and parents, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and old babysitters and people who just care. They all believe, too. And I know that Diana believes.
Yes, I do believe.
My name is Starfish. She believes so much that she already knows what she wants to do. And I know, boys and girls, you out there also know what you want to do. And Diani has done so many different things. Starfish, would you like to hear what Diani can be able to do?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
Diani, what kind of talent do you have? And also, do you go to school?
Yes, I do go to school.
What do you do?
And my talents are playing the violin, karate, and that's it.
I think that's a lot. Don't you stop this? Certainly don't want to get up to her and try to make her upset, do we?
Certainly not.
And playing the violin. Can you imagine that? And Tiani, yes, Tiani, are you about 30 years old?
No, I'm 11 years old.
Oh,
my
11.
Of course.
Well, Starfish, we already know that she's 11 and she plays the violin and she talked to us about all of this. But you know what? She's already inside. And last time, we talked to boys and girls on the West Coast and they're still playing outside. This is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story. Do you think some of the kids are ready to come inside?
I think so. Let's call them in.
Okay.
Boys and girls. Boys and girls, come on.
Come on, boys and girls.
Come on in.
I know you want to play, but come on, boys and girls.
It's so hard to get them to come in because you know why, Starfish?
Why?
Because when we call them in, it means getting ready for bed.
I know they don't want to do it, but we need to go over our list. Now, Jayana, do you have a list that you do before you
Yes, I sure do.
Tell the boys and girls what your list is.
First, I get my pajamas out. Then I go to the bookshelf and get a book that I really like. Then I get in the tub and run my bath water. And when my bath water is ready, I sit down in the tub. And I start reading my book and soak. Then I wash up, get out of the tub, put my pajamas on, sit down or lay down, and watch TV and play my video game.
Wow.
And then about to go to sleep, say my prayers.
Oh, that's very special.
And that's some lists that she has, Starfish. I mean, how does she remember all that?
I know. She must be very smart.
Yes, because I know that we usually help boys and girls remember their list by a song, because I think that a song usually helps boys and girls to remember that.
Yes, we certainly do have a bedtime list here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Would you like to hear it?
I certainly would like to.
Sure,
Did we hear from Danny? Would you love to hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
At
night before you tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed?
so good that we heard a routine, and now we know exactly what to do. We have all those things, and it's important that you do it because that's what's going to help you go to sleep. And I know that Deani, she never has a problem in going to sleep, and when her mom says, okay, you have to go to bed, she goes straight to bed. Right, Deani?
Yes, I sure do.
And I know, Starfish, you do the same. When it's time for you to go to bed, you go straight to sleep.
Yes, I do.
But you know what, Starfish, and also Deani, there are some boys and girls that don't go straight to sleep. They have a rough time, and they're saying, Mommy, I don't want to go to sleep, no matter how tired I am, no matter whether I'm watching television, no matter whether they're open up all night or all day, they don't want to go to sleep. But it's so important, and Starfish knows this, it's so important that you get the proper amount of sleep.
Sleep is certainly very important for your health.
Right, and Starfish knows that if you don't get that sleep, well, lots of things can happen. And Starfish, can you think of one thing that might happen if you don't get your proper amount of sleep?
You may fall asleep in school.
I think that's right. And say, Deani, is there anything that you think of?
You might be exhausted and not have the energy to play with your friends.
You are so right, and you might be a little bit irritable, but I know Deani has never been irritable or cross. And sometimes it's real hard to learn when you go to school. But Starfish, I know a song that is wonderful to be able to hear because I had some parents come to Aunt Jewel and say, I'm having a very difficult time in getting my children to sleep, and sometimes it might even be difficult for them. But we have some songs, and that's what we're going to be talking to you about, and we also have some great books that will be talking about dreaming and going to sleep and snoozing and snoring. And Starfish, would you love to hear that song?
Sleeping and snoring song. Yes, I certainly will. Boys and girls, are you ready for it? Deani, are you ready for it?
I sure am.
Here we go. Are you sure you're ready?
Well, I'm ready to hear the song because I want to be able to help the parents get the boys and girls to sleep so that we can make sure that we're 100% right on target.
Here we go, boys and girls.
All around the world, the boys and girls are starting to feel sleepy. We've had lots of fun, day is almost done, and now I think it's little kitty cat needs a then you'll open up your eyes for another day, for a brand new day. There's a little pup who is curling up, and I thought I saw him yawning. Just like you and me, he will need to sleep, and now I think it's time for sleeping, dreaming, snoozing, snoring. The hours will rush by, then you'll open up your eyes for another day. Tomorrow's a brand new day.
And that is why that we have to get ready for another day. You have to have this energy. And the only way that you can rejuvenate, make your body feel really good, is you have to go to sleep. So make sure, boys and girls, that you're ready. And I have a few little tips that we'll put on Twitter for you. But also, I would like to talk to you about a few little tips. One thing, that you start a routine. And here at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Starfish, we go to bed at 7:30 on Sunday every week. So that's routine. And the other thing that might help you is to get that warm bath, because that helps you too. When you're all nice and clean and your sub-a-dub clean, your ears are clean, your hair is all washed, and you're feeling just fine, because you've blown those bubbles in your bathtub. But after all that happened, we would like to be able to hear from our very, very special youth co-host, Gianni.
This poem is called Another Chance. How often we wish for another chance to make a fresh beginning. A chance to blot out our mistakes and change failure into winning. It does not take a new day to make a brand new start. It only takes a deep desire to try with all our heart, to live a little better and to always be forgiving, and to add a little sunshine to the world in which we're living. So never give up in despair, and think you are through, for there's always a tomorrow and the hope of starting new.
Wow, I'm impressed with that. Boys and girls, did you hear that? Did you hear that you always have another chance? And when you go to sleep with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Starfish, you wake up and you have another day to be able to share your love, and to share your joy, and to be able to be with your friends.
Yes, a with day full of energy and happiness.
Yes, Starfish, what do you do for another chance? What do you do?
I make sure I get plenty of rest and exercise so I can be ready for the bright new day.
And, of course, we know what you probably do, Leonie, because this is the point that you read, so we know that each day you start off special. What are the things that you do?
Well, I go to sleep, hope for the day to be renewed and the sun to shine brighter than the day before, and to just relax.
I think those are a lot of good things to do. And boys and girls, if you do that all the time, relax, you would be able to enjoy each day with a smile, of course.
Definitely.
I know also, what about you boys and girls out there? What do you do for another day? I know that Duncan does something. I know that Katie and Casey and Ashley, they do something each day. And it's so important that they get to sleep so that they can be able to have that day each day. And, of course, Starfish, since we've been talking about that, we keep stressing that you need to have sleep. So, what better thing to talk about than your pillow? Because that's what helps you go to sleep.
Would you like to listen to the pillow song?
I know that I would. And that's by London Fox player, I would definitely like to hear that.
All righty. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I'm ready. Deonnie's ready?
Yes, I am.
Strange.
boys and girls, we just love songs here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We're going to listen to our favorite pillow song now.
Give your pillow a great big hug. Give your pillow a great big hug. Give your pillow a great big hug. Let it know you love it. Give your pillow a great big squeeze. Give your pillow a great big squeeze. Give your pillow a great big squeeze and say, and say, gonna fall asleep on you. I'll try not to snore on you. And if I happen to dribble on you, please know I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Gonna fall asleep on you. I'll try not to snore on you. And if I happen to dribble on you, please know I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Give someone a great big hug. Give someone a great big hug. Give someone a great big hug. Let them know you love them.
Give someone a great big squeeze. Give someone a great big squeeze. Give someone a great big squeeze and say,
gonna fall asleep on you. I'll try not to snore on you. And if I happen to dribble on you, please know I'm sorry. Gonna fall asleep on you. I'll try not to snore on you. And if I happen to dribble on you, please know I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Give your pillow a great big hug. Give your pillow a great big hug. Give your pillow a great big hug. Let it know you love it. Give your pillow a great big squeeze. Give your pillow a great big squeeze. Give your pillow a great big squeeze. Let it know you love it. Let it know you love it. Let it know you love it.
I love my pillow too.
What is your pillow name?
My pillow is Pillows of Starlight.
And I know we had another person that talked about their pillow name, Cinnamon. And Deanna, what is your pillow name? Do you love it? You have a pillow pet?
Yes, I do. Its name is Tickler.
Wow, is that cute, Starfish Tickler?
I call it the Tickler because I pretend that I'm tickling it because I twist the little fibers that are inside it.
Oh. Boys and girls, I know that you have a favorite pillow out there, too. And guess what? Just like what this song says, that sometimes the pillow takes a lot of loving, that you could be drooling and it doesn't mind, and you can sleep and it's so tight and it doesn't mind, or you can even snore and it doesn't mind. Starfish, is there anything that you know of that would love to talk about something like that?
About pillows?
Or about loving something so much that it will not even complain. It doesn't matter whether you snore or whether you drool all over it. Maybe you know a story that can be something special so the boys and girls can hear it all over.
Could that be the awkward aardvarks?
That sounds like it could possibly be something that could understand the circumstances of a pillow.
Wonderful, boys and girls. This book is called The Awkward Aardvark by Moala Moo, illustrated by Adrian Kenaway.
Oh, I like it.
Our publishers are Holder's Children's Book. Aardvark was asleep in his favorite tree. The tree was old and dry, but it had a smooth branch where Aardvark would lie and rest his long nose. And what a nose! His snoring was so loud, it kept Mongoose and all the other animals awake night after night. Went Aardvark's nose. How annoying, Mongoose yawned. I wish he could keep quiet or go somewhere else. Aardvark only stopped snoring when the sun came up. Then he clambered to the ground and set off to hunt for tasty grub and crunchy beetles. When Aardvark was hunting for breakfast, Mongoose had an idea. I will just have to annoy him more than he annoys me, he decided. First, Mongoose had a meeting with the monkeys. Next, he went to see the lion. Then, he talked to the rhinoceros. That night, as usual, Aardvark climbed up to his branch in the tree, and very soon, he was Mongoose called into the darkness. The monkeys came, and the tree shook as they shattered and screeched in the branches. Aardvark woke up. Stop making that noise, he shouted. But he soon went back to sleep and snored even more loudly than before. Then Mongoose called out again. There was a low, rumbling growl as Lion came padding to the tree where Aardvark was snoring, stretching his legs and reaching his high lion, scratched the bark with his strong claws. Aardvark woke up again. Stop it! Go away! He shouted, but soon he was snoring again, louder, louder than ever. Now Mongoose was very angry. He was so angry that his fur bristled. He sent out another call. The ground trembled as the rhinoceros came puff, puff, puffing to the tree. Bump! Aardvark nearly fell off the branch. And when they pushed his fat bottom against the trunk. Go away! Leave me alone! Cried Aardvark. But still, he did not stay awake for long. We need help, puffed the rhinos. I'll tell you what we'll do. Soon there came a munch, munch, munching sound from the roots of the tree. Aardvark just kept on snoring. Suddenly there was a loud snap, and crack, snap, went the roots. Crack, went the tree, and it toppled over. Aardvark bounced to the ground. He picked himself up and glared at all the other animals. Who did that? Who pushed my tree all over? He demanded. Not me, said the lion. Not me, said the rhinos. Not us, said the monkeys. Aardvark snorted at Mongoose. It was you. Not me, said Mongoose. They did it. And he pointed at the broken roots. Aardvark saw that the roots of the tree had been eaten away by hundreds of termites. "I'm going to gobble you all up," he threatened. He stuck out his long tongue and ate some of the termites. "Yum," he licked his lips. "I think I'll eat you all." The termites hurried away when Aardvark, falling and eating as many as he could, reached with his long tongue. In the morning, the termites hid in the castle of sand and mud, which they had built to protect themselves. But at night, they still came out to eat the trees. And from that time to this, Aardvark has slept during the day and eaten at night. And monkeys and the other animals sleep peacefully because they are no longer disturbed by Aardvark. Awful snoring. The end.
Oh, wow. That was a great, funny book. And it doesn't matter whether you are snoring or whether you're coughing or doing any noise, that there will be somebody there to help you out so that you can be able to sleep.
Exactly.
Because everyone has their special pattern. And, Jayani, how did you like that book?
I liked it very much.
And Starfish, you know that sometimes some kids still have their second wind and they're still not ready to go to sleep. And there's a song about kids like that, and it's called "I Don't Want to Go to Bed."
Oh, I certainly know this song. And sometimes even I don't want to go to bed. Have there ever been any times when you don't want to go to bed, Joanna?
Yes.
So what do you do?
Well, I try to close my eyes for about 5 or 2 minutes and wait till I fall asleep. But even if I don't, like times when I don't want to go to sleep and I make myself go to sleep, I wake up in the middle of the night and I go to the bathroom and wipe my face with a cold rag, then try to go to sleep all over again.
That sounds like a good plan. I think that this group, the Hums, would certainly agree with you. This song is called "I Don't Want to Go to Bed."
Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes, so you may find this to be quite a surprise that I'm not even just a little bit tired. I've taken a bath, I got my PJs on, Mommy read me a book and even sang me a song. Still, I'm not even just a little bit tired. I don't want to go to bed. Bed. I don't want to go to bed, don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed, bed. I don't want to go to bed, don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. We've been to the park and we've had our fun. Now the sun has set and the day is done. Still, I'm not even just an itsy bit tired. I see the stars and the moon shine bright. Mommy blows me a kiss and she turns out the light. But I'm not even just a teeny bit tired. Oh, I don't want to go to bed, bed. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed, bed. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes, so maybe it's me who's in for a surprise. Maybe I am just a little bit tired. I think I gotta go to bed. Ben, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I think I gotta go to bed. Ben, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I can't bear to miss a minute of it all.
Oh. Oh, Starfish, can you believe that? There's still some boys and girls that doesn't want to go to bed right now.
I don't want to go to bed.
I think boys and girls, and also moms and dads right now, and Nana and Poppy, because we've already, Father Poppy already fallen off to sleep. His glasses are already on the floor. But if you have a warm glass of milk or water, or even, you know, I even heard that if you have bananas or yogurt, that that makes you want to go to bed. Or that warm bath that you had. And sometimes when Grandma is giving you a back rub, or even rubbing your feet, that also makes you lie down and fall off to sleep. And I have this great book that we would love to share with you, and it's by Diane Kane, and it's called Good Night, Little Hare. And it was illustrated by Sally Percy. Now, the publisher is called The Backpack Book. Now, by the pale light of the moon, because already here, the moon is already shining bright. Now, Mother Hare sat watching Little Hare, and he lay with his eyes tightly shut, for blinked he had the sky, and the soft hay formed his bed. Good night, Little Hare, she whispered. Mole happened by and almost toppled over Little Hare. Mother Hare, he said, you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe for the farmers. Could the hay is gone. But what can I do? Asked Mother Hare. Where can Little Hare sleep? Well, you should dig a hole big and deep, said Mole. That's where your little baby should sleep. And Mother Hare began to dig. She scraped and she scraped at the soft brown earth until the hole was big and deep. Then she carried Little Hare to his new bed. But Little Hare did not like it. Mommy, he cried, it's so dark and I'm afraid. The badger came bumbling along and heard Little Hare cry. Mother Hare, she said, you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe. Weasel is hunting through holes and barrels, and he will soon find Little Hare. But what can I do? Asked Mother Hare. Where can Little Hare sleep? You should cover him in a den of leaves, that fool Weasel. That's what the badger said. So Mother Hare hurried and scurried. She tore the leaves into a soft round pile. She carried Little Hare to his new bed. But Little Hare did not like it. Mommy, he cried. I'm so afraid. I don't like the clean and cracking noise my new bed makes. Now, Blackbird was up early, pecking among the leaves for the grubs when he heard Little Hare cry. Mother Hare, he said, you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe. Hawk's nose is sharp, and he will soon get them out, Little Hare. But what can I do? Asked Mother Hare. Where can Little Hare sleep? What we need is a rest. A hive, said the blackbird. Fox will never sleep in there. So Mother Hare leapt up to the branch of a tree and placed Little Hare in an empty bird nest. But Little Hare did not like it. Mommy, he cried, looking down. I'm so afraid it's high up here, and I might fall out. What is he supposed to do to you, boys and girls? He's still awake. Now, Mother Hare carried Little Hare down. Again, she did not know what to do. Oh, dear, she thought, how can I find a bed that's safe for Little Hare? As the owl was watching, Mother Hare and Little Hare from his perch. Hey, she thought, said owl, did you remember when you were young? And how your mother kept you safe? Mother Hare remembered the sky that was a blanket. He remembered the soft golden hay that was a desk. He remembered how from dusk to dawn her mother had watched over her. The sun was just rising, and Mother Hare looked towards the field that was her home, and her eyes became bright. The farmer had come early, and the hay was cut. It was quite safe there now. Mother Hare carried Little Hare back to his old bed and laid him gently down. Mommy, said Little Hare, I'm not afraid now. This is my own bed, and I like it. Good night, Little Hare. Good night.
Good night, Little Bear.
I think little bears, and I think little boys and girls, and I also think little puppies are having sometimes a little trouble sleeping, especially if it's a new place.
What'd you say, Aunt Jewel?
I think that some of the boys and girls and little bears and little puppies and little kittens are having problems too, so they can understand this little poem that we read, a little story of the good night Little Hare. They can certainly identify with Little Hare.
Yes, they can.
And I think that some of the boys and girls are getting very sleepy and would love to hear a sleepy song, but we need to put them to bed. I think that also, do you think that maybe Rick Springfield might be able to sing a wonderful song to help them go to sleep?
Yes.
They always think that they would go to sleep off of that song if they're still fighting it. And sometimes if you just stretch your arms and legs, also might help you go to sleep too. And really soothing music. We'd love to hear that. Now, Tiani, is there anyone out there that you would like to be able to give a shout out?
I sure would. I would like to give a shout out to the people that could make it to my birthday party, my friends and family, and that's all. Oh, and my school and God.
And you had a wonderful birthday party, I'm sure, with your family and your friends. You listening to the music?
Wonderful. I can't wait to hear my song.
Mm-hmm. soft cotton pillows filled with down, cradle a sleepy head, cuddle up under an eider down in a warm and cozy bed. Chart a course in a wooden ship to the sleepy seas of rye, with girls and boys and your favorite toys, we'll be there by and by. Tomorrow we'll be here, and so until then, please go to sleep, oh you sleepy children. The moon's a balloon where your dreams are tied on. Sleepy children, don't keep the light on. Soft, toasty beds on a frosty night, hot chocolate and tea by the fire. Long white candles dripping with wax. The moon says it's time to retire. Chart a course in a wooden ship to the sleepy seas of rye. With girls and boys and your favorite toys, we'll be there by and by. Tomorrow we'll be here, and so until then, please go to sleep, all you sleepy children. The moon's a balloon where your dreams are tied on. Please, sleepy children, don't keep the light. Pillows stuffed with down, cradle a sleepy head, cuddle up under an eider down in a warm and sheltered bed. Chart a course in a wooden ship to the sleepy seas of rye, with girls and boys and your favorite toys, we'll be there by and by. Tomorrow we'll be here, and so until then, please go to sleep, all you sleepy children. The moon's a balloon for your dreams. Please, sleepy children, don't keep the light on. Tomorrow we'll be here, and so until then, please go to sleep, all you sleepy children. The moon's a balloon where your dreams are tied on. Children, don't keep the light on.
That was a wonderful song by Rick Springfield, and I know Sarge said he already had some of his parents falling asleep. Matter of fact, I think some of the children have already started to fall asleep.
Yes, because I'm starting to fall asleep too.
And I know that we want to make sure that Jayani says something to her grandmother before she falls asleep and her mom.
Yes, I sure do.
What would you like to say to them?
I would like to say to them good night and I love you.
I think they're about ready to give you a hug because I know they would love to hear you say that. That's music to their ears. And boys and girls, I want to thank you for being with Blog Lake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. Thank you once again for joining us on Sunday at 7:30. And Starfish, my wonderful calls, I think we've done it again in putting these kids to sleep. And this has been an opportunity to show them that you can go to sleep. And sleep is something that is really wonderful.
Yes, you certainly can go to sleep. And the best thing about going to sleep is you take a trip to Dreamland. I love Dreamland.
So do I.
So does Jayani. She loves Dreamland. And she loves to hear Jennifer Hudson sing to you while you sleep. Sure,
yes.
That you can see those things that you would like to be.
Yes, boys and girls, we're going to close off tonight with Jennifer Hudson's Lullaby. Have a great evening. Thank you so much, Jayana. You are a great host, and I hope you come back again.
She will. She has been wonderful, and she will read a book to us next time. And thank you, boys and girls, for joining us once again. And we will see you next Sunday. And make sure you read the books that we read and also listen to the songs that we played. Good night.
Thank you. I enjoyed.
Hello, what did you say?
Thank you. I enjoyed my time with you.
We always enjoy having you with us. And we can't wait to hear that violin.
It's coming soon.
Well, we certainly look forward to it. Have a great evening, everyone.
You have a great evening.
By Jennifer Hudson.
My little child, sweet love.
good night and have a wonderful, energetic day tomorrow. Do bedtime stories and with my co-host, Starfish, with Blake Radio Network and Rainbow Soul.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.